Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclical's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Sean Broderick, senior editor at WeissRatings.com. He's speaking to us from Florida. Welcome back to the show, Sean.
Thanks for having me on.
Sean, what's hot in uranium?
Well, actually, uranium stocks are hot in uranium. While many stocks can't really get out of their way, and except for the Super 7, haven't really moved anywhere all year, uranium stocks are really picking up momentum. It's been kind of a zigzag, and the uranium price peaked at $73 last week, and it's pulled back a bit, but you know what? The way uranium stocks are moving, I think we're going to see more bids higher in the energy metal itself. So we hold uranium stocks. We're doing quite well with them. They're actually one of the shining lights of our portfolios, and I'd highly recommend anyone buy some.
Mm-hmm. Why are they so hot right now? For years, well, nobody wanted to touch them.
Nobody wanted to touch them, right? But, it's more than the fact that China is going to build 32 nuclear reactors by the end of the decade. It's more than the fact that Japan is reopening nuclear power plants. It's more than the fact that Cameco says its production is going to be under pressure for the rest of the year and probably next year. And it's ignoring the fact that Kazakhstan says that it's going to bring more production online. The problem is we simply don't have enough. And that's the long and the short of it. There is an annual a deficit in supply now. It is going to get worse. And so that's basically what the uranium stocks are looking at. Also, the U.S. government is so concerned about the fact that we tend to buy uranium from bad guys. They're actually giving money to select uranium producers to move projects along. So, you know, I mean, whenever the government pours money at something, you should probably grab a bucket. That's what I always say.
Anything else the government wants to pour buckets of money into?
Well, we've seen some stuff in lithium, but lithium has not responded. Lithium stocks haven't responded. That's mainly a China issue. I think that'll be worked through soon enough. So for now, anyway, lithium stocks are going lower, so I wouldn't actually be chasing them. Let's wait and see where they bottom. I still think they're good values. The problem is they're going to become better values. But I would definitely be looking at lithium. And also, frankly, I have a list of stocks that I call the reindustrialization of America stocks, because one thing that the U.S. government is doing is helping companies build chip plants and other stuff like that. They're actually targeting certain industries for some more support there. And hang on a second, we'll do that. There we are. And those stocks could do well also, though they're also under pressure. The entire market has been in a correction since July. However, I think that correction is going to end soon, partly for seasonal reasons, partly because the correction pretty much just ran its course, and also a big part because we are seeing one Fed speaker after another back off on that we need more rate hikes this year. I do think interest rates in the U.S. will be higher for longer, but I think that they may have peaked, or at least that's what Wall Street thinks now anyway. Fed Chair Powell is speaking as you and I talk, and so it'll be interesting to see what he says, but there has been a string of Fed speakers that have come out and said either A, we don't need more rate hikes anytime soon, or they've said B, inflation is looking more and more under control, which amounts to the same thing. So for those reasons, I am looking for a market rally. No one feels like it now because we've had this long correction, and I understand that completely, but I think that people who are actually stepping away from the market right now are making the wrong decision.
We'll have more with Sean Broderick right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Sean Broderick. You said that people stepping away from the market are making the wrong decision. What should they be looking at?
Along with uranium, I think they should be looking at oil. Oil is down today as you and I speak, but I believe it's going to be higher for longer, much like interest rates. And so those oil companies that have good cash flow, that are sitting on lots of cash, have, you know, good businesses, they can do extraordinarily well. They will probably pay higher and more dividends. One thing about companies that have lots of cash and many oil companies, not many oil companies, but there's a select group of oil companies that have absolutely insane amounts of cash, is now they're actually earning interest on that cash, at least 5%, right? And so that's going to boost their earnings going forward without them even doing anything, along with the fact that that global oil demand increased this year and is supposed to increase next year and stuff like that. But the one thing that I think people should look at, because everybody hates it right now, is precious metals. Now, we saw gold and silver rebound after the Hamas attack on Israel, but that's not the end of it. There's a lot more to it, you know? I mean, one is that the market now believes that the Fed has done raising interest rates. That's an important part of it, but that's not the only thing. I mean, we are seeing a gold buying frenzy in China. We have more political and budget troubles looming here in the U.S. There is safe haven buying going on. Then, frankly, there are gold cycles. And you know I'm a cycles guy. There are gold cycles that point to gold heading higher. So I'm adding gold stocks right now, and we'll see how things go. But I'm actually feeling pretty good about it. I was out of gold stocks for a long time, but I am getting back in.
Any action in the cannabis area?
I own one cannabis stock, and it sits there. It goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down. Until it actually starts trending, you know, then I'll actually do something. But for now, I'm just watching. Cannabis is waiting, if not for full legalization, at least legalization of cannabis banking in the U.S. Maybe it'll happen. We keep getting that promise. But Congress is kind of busy right now, so I don't think it's high on their, you know, list of things they want to get done.
Yes, I was going to ask, with no chair in the House of Representatives, is that affecting the markets?
I don't know. I mean, I think at first it did, but I think people are now used to it. Now, Patrick McHenry, who is the chairman pro tem, is going to be the speaker until at least January. You know, Patrick McHenry says, give me McLiberty or give me McDeath. Just kidding. So at least they've straightened that out, but that's not the problem. The problem is there's another budget crisis coming up on November 17th. They should already have been working out some deal on funding, and they haven't been. They've lost weeks of time when they should have been working on that. And so that's going to be kind of a big thing, unless they can work out a deal. And I know Biden has smooth-talked Republicans in the past, but he was dealing with McCarthy, who is an idiot. And so we'll have to see what happens with McHenry. It might not be as easy as it was last time. And last time, it really wasn't easy at all. Last time, we were saved by a Hail Mary pass from the Senate, but there's no guarantee that will happen this time. So definitely keep your eye on the U.S. budget. November, I mean, we could have a crisis at then. It might not really bite until December, But if they don't work that out, that's going to be a real problem going forward. And also probably bullish for gold.
What's going on with the U.S. dollar?
Well, you know, I mean, here's the thing, is that we saw the U.S. dollar rally so much starting in July. You know, I mean, we just saw more and more rate hikes coming. But now that the market has kind of adjusted to the fact that maybe the Fed is done, you know, maybe not cutting rates, but done raising rates, we've seen the dollar really flatten out. We've seen the dollar actually give back some ground. It isn't breaking down, but it isn't going up either. It's like sideways. Now, this is good for those commodities that are priced in dollars because for so long they were under dollar pressure, and at least that's removed. But until the dollar starts to fade, we won't see the real breakout in those commodities. That's why people have time to get into things like gold. There is time to do it because we haven't seen the dollar really fade yet.
Global economy, shipping, the amount of goods being shipped around the world, has that gone down?
Actually, I've been hearing mixed things about that where, you know, everybody says that the shipping crisis has been resolved until some company comes out and they blame their poor earnings on some kind of supply chain issues. I don't know who's right. I have heard forecasts that there's too much shipping capacity in the world, and so that'll cause kind of a problem for those stocks. I don't really watch that particular part of the market that closely. You know, we'll just have to see how that goes.
What about moving goods around in North America? Are we still short truck drivers, and does that cause supply chain problems?
It was for a while. Doesn't really seem to be now. You know, I mean, it is and it is. It all depends on who you talk to. I think the collapse of like one of the major trucking companies in the U.S. kind of threw everybody for a loop, but they seem to have adjusted. And, you know, about 5 years from now, many truck drivers will be replaced by robots. That's coming. And that's why robots and AI is one of the sectors that I'm really interested in right now. We made some nice money in AI this past year. Now those stocks are in correction with everything else, but I'm taking new positions because it's just the growth industry for next year for sure, and probably much longer than that. But you can definitely see it into next year.
Yeah, in Nevada, they're already running AI-powered truck trains where you have 10, 12 trucks and just a human in the last one to help repair anything that goes wrong. And San Francisco has robot taxis now.
Yeah, and of course, all us old guys hate this stuff. You know, of course we do. We like people. But nonetheless, this is the wave of the future. You have to adjust to it. And I think this is going to be a big opportunity and crisis for the next decade as more and more people are replaced from jobs. Are we going to go to universal basic income? What are we going to do? I don't know. This is one of the things we're going to have to wrestle with.
I know Europe is looking at a tax. If you're replaced by a robot, basically that company has to pay a tax to support you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's like one way to do it. There are many other ways to do it. I'm not a politician, and frankly, our politicians couldn't agree on an order for takeout food right now. So I'm not even sure how they're going to handle the hard issues. But that is one thing that they'll have to deal with eventually.
Sure, they'd argue, oh, we want fries. What, curly fries, home-cut fries?
Exactly.
Sea-salted.
Potato fries, those are my favorite, yes.
Anything else we should be keeping an eye on right now?
No. I'm about to give a presentation for my Wealth Megatrends subscribers. That's about an hour and a half. There's a lot to talk about. I am turning more bullish on things like gold, which I haven't been for a while, so they'll probably be excited by that. But that's not the most exciting part of the market. There are other things going on. Not only AI, but also look at defense. We have two wars going on right now. We aren't physically fighting in them, but our defense companies are supplying both of those wars. And so the potential for massive profits for certain companies is huge. And like you might think, I hate wars. I hate wars. But you, as an investor, you're not going to ignore it. So look at that too.
Yeah, the ammunition makers, I would think, are really hot because people totally underestimate how much lead has to fly. literally.
Ammunition makers, missile makers, drone makers, drones. I mean, if you look at how they're using drones in Ukraine, and as I think they're about to start using them in Gaza, I mean, they are so cost effective that it's like you can see why people want to invest in that area. And I recently saw a terrifying video. And let me preface this by saying I do not support the Russian invasion of Ukraine at all. I think Putin is a horrible person. That never should have happened. But I saw some poor Russian guy running around in a field being chased by a drone. It was from the drone's perspective. And this guy was doing everything. He was hiding under things, and sometimes he thought he had shaken the drone off, but the drone just kept circling around and coming in, and it finally blew him up. And I felt so sorry for him. And yet, that's how the wave of the future in warfare is going to go. You aren't going to be fighting people. You're going to be fighting machines. I mean, this is the rise of Skynet for sure. So we'll have to keep our eye on that, but you can see why governments are investing in drones. Because it's very, very cost effective. And if a drone gets taken out, you don't have to write a letter to its mother about it, right? So there's a lot going on there, too. And we just have to just be smart investors. I'm not asking you to lose your like, humanity. You can still hate war. I hate war. But at the same time, be a smart investor and see where the money is going. And you can definitely see where the money is going in the defense industry.
Sean, thank you so much for chatting with us and good luck at the conference.
Thanks. It's always great speaking with you, and have a great week.
My guest has been Sean Broderick, senior editor at WeissRatings.com. If you have any questions for Sean or for any of our guests, you can send them to info@HowStreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on X at How Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.